This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and the United States have signed the Pax Silica Declaration at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. This declaration will strengthen collaboration in areas like the production of critical minerals and semiconductors and in the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence space to create a safe and strong global silicon and technology ecosystem. Presiding over the signing ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said the goal of India is to take a leadership role in semiconductor and electronics industries. He added that the semiconductor industry requires more than 10 lakh talented pool and that will be fulfilled within the country. He also informed that students from 315 universities and colleges are designing chips.
I would like to extend my special thanks to the vision of our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, who has made all this possible, this entire AI Impact Summit, the silicon supply chain that we are building, and that huge set of new opportunities which are coming for the young population which is here. We are not just holding a summit here. We are building the future. We are laying the foundation for the young generation. Beyond 2047 also, there will be a growth period of another 50 years.
At the signing ceremony, U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore said, from the trade deal to Pax Silica to defense cooperation, the potential for India and the U.S. to work together is truly limitless. Mr. Gore noted that Pax Silica aims to replace coercive dependencies with trusted industrial partnerships that empower free markets.
India's entry into Pax Silica isn't just symbolic. It's strategic. It's essential. In addition to talent, India has made important strides towards critical mineral processing capacity. Policies that will reinforce U.S.-India tech cooperation will power AI innovation and adoption for years to come. We can share trusted AI technology with the world and especially with partners like India. And critically, India brings strength. Peace comes through strength. India understands this. India understands strong borders. That strength, that sovereignty, is exactly what Pax Silica amplifies.
At the signing ceremony of the Pax Silica Declaration between India and the United States, U.S. Secretary of State for Economic Affairs, Jacob Hellberg, said that the agreement represents a shared commitment to building the future through innovation and partnership. Highlighting the growing India-U.S. collaboration in emerging technologies, Mr. Hellberg said both countries are affirming a pro-innovation approach to artificial intelligence.
It's a profound honor to be here in Delhi at the India AI Impact Forum to mark a historic milestone in the partnership between the United States and India. Today we signed the Pax Silica Declaration, a document that's not merely an agreement on paper, but a roadmap for a shared future.
CEO of Google and Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, today said Google is proud to serve as a connection point between India and the United States, both figuratively and literally. He said this while addressing the signing ceremony of the Pax Silica Declaration between India and the U.S. at the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Expressing confidence in India's technological journey, he said the country is set to witness an extraordinary trajectory in AI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with CEOs of artificial intelligence and deep tech startups who have been doing a great job in healthcare, cybersecurity, space and other fields. On the fifth day of the summit today, high-level GPAI Council meetings will take place today. Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors, the India AI Impact Expo will remain open till 8 p.m. today. In connection with India AI Impact Summit 2026, traffic restrictions will be in place across parts of the national capital today. In an advisory, the Delhi police said traffic regulations will be enforced during two time slots to ensure smooth and secure movement. In the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Palikele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.5% up in forenoon trade. Today, the Sensex climbed 473 points to 82,971, while the Nifty advanced 154 points to 25,608 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.